As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax. And just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on the pillows, knowing that those pillows will fully support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back into that bed, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and all the way down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles, and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say. Because very soon now, you are going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine yourself standing on the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and can see the long grasses around you, moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze. And you become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe you hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on, down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly. You feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, with the gentle sound of birds singing echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further. As you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean, as you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until, quite suddenly, you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden colour when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends water foaming around your feet. And as it recedes, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon. Trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead. The largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire. Spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time. Until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares have floated away from you. You settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. So long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind, in the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. And slowly, the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of a gentle golden light that relaxes you still further. And you suddenly realize, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success. It suddenly dawns on you, with a surge of joy and anticipation, that what once seemed to you to be the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, are nothing more than stepping stones to even greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen, with words and images flashing across it, too fast for you to see. And you realize that this is information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop. And as you do so, the screen clears, and the word ready appears in large flashing letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I am going to say to you. And everything I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. Over the coming days and weeks and months, it is just like setting out on a journey, knowing that you have prepared well. Everything is packed. Passports and tickets are in a safe place. All arrangements have been attended to. Knowing that you can, and you will, complete your journey easily and without effort. You have all the ability and the capability to do what you want, to make new and good things happen. You tell yourself now, I can, I will. And you feel at ease with yourself. What has happened in the past has happened. From these events, you have learned so much. Experiences that will help you to know what is right for you. So you can relax and you can let go of all negative feelings and emotions. Turning things around now and seeing the positive in everything. For you, the glass is always half full, as you refuse to accept that you have been guilty of failure. Recognizing with clarity that what you did was to do your very best, and no one can ask more than that. Negative thoughts and emotions hold you back. They prevent you from being that person that you wish to be, and that you really can be. With every day, you have learned more through experience. The best and most effective way of learning that can be. You are the product of all your experiences. All those events that occurred way back then. You are better for your experiences as you continue to learn more each day about that wonderful ability that you do have to use all your learnings in a positive and forward-looking way that tells you inside your own perfect inner mind, I can, I will. You look back now to those events of childhood and of growing up, which have shaped you and made you the person that you are. You take pride now in yourself, as you recognize with ever-increasing clarity of thought that you can be selective in those memories that you choose to keep, to place value upon. For is it not true that everything has a value? And for you, that is the value that you alone attribute to it. Those things, those experiences that have no value to you, you reject now in their entirety. You can cast them away as over and done with. And while you ponder on those thoughts, I would like to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river. A tall tree and a small tree. And that small, young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible, it used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day, it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go, and you just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground, and you can have inner stability. Even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things. So happy to know that it could recall, in a new way, pleasant images, pleasant memories. As you now take control of your life, your emotions, things begin to happen the way you want them to happen. Your clarity of thought and your ever-increasing maturity. Ensure that you have all that you need. An attitude of mind that is positive and forward-looking. As you move forward with your new attitudes, new confidence in your own ability, others around you will notice you and recognize that they can draw from you. That strength comes from the knowledge that you can be relied upon to act in a positive manner that overcomes difficulties in a calm and ordered manner. And you begin to enjoy being valued. Your contribution to all situations. Your opinion sought as you grow and mature into that person that you want to be. You have all that you need to be successful, and you can be more relaxed and more comfortable in all situations. Positive thinking can become a habit for you, for habits are created through repetition. The more you employ your positive attitudes of mind, the stronger that habit can grow. You practice being positive and confident, and the strangest thing happens. As you act positively and confidently, then you are seen to be positive and confident. Yours is that ability to choose how you wish to see. With maturity and great pride in knowing that you are no longer that person caught in the trap of negative thinking. Measuring all things in the light of what might go wrong. For you, there is no failure. For you, it does not exist. As you recognize that the only measure that you need is that of your own success. Each grain of success is the foundation upon which all success is built. And this success is now your way. Now and in the future. As you recognize that fear is just concern that you might lose control. And that is not true at all. For to lose control, first you must have control. And you choose not to lose the ability that you know is yours to make things happen your way. I can. I will. These words now become an integral part of you. Part of that internal harmony and peace of spirit that is now yours as you choose to take it. And you will take it, will you not?